ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 5 चैप्टर 18 entitled The Residents of Jambudvipa Offer Prayers and text number 9. Swasti astu visvasya kala prasidatam. शिवं मितो दिया मानश्च भद्रं भजता ददोक्षजे अवेश्यतं नमतेरपि हैतुकी स्वस्ति अस्तु विश्वस्य कला प्रसीदतम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मितो दिया मानश्च भद्रं भजता ददोक्षजे अवश्यातं नमतेरपि हैतुकी अस्तु विश्वस्य कला प्रसिद्धतम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मितो दिया मानश्च भद्रं भजता ददोक्षजे अवश्यतं नमतेरपि ऐतुकी What do I mean? Swasti, auspiciousness. Astu, let there be. Visvasya, of the entire universe. Kalaha, the envious. Almost everyone. Prasidatam, let them be pacified. Dhyayantu, let them consider. Bhutani, all the living entities. Shivam, auspiciousness. Mitaha, mutual. Diya, by their intelligence. Mana, the mind. Cha, and Badram, calmness. Vajata, let it experience. Adoksaje, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the perception of mind, intelligence, and senses. Aveshyatam, let it be absorbed. Na, our mati. Intelligence. Api. Indeed. Aituki. Without any motive. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. It's a wonderful translation and a long purport. And translation. May there be good fortune throughout the universe and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing Bhakti Yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. This is prayer by Prahlad Maharaj to Narasimhadev. And purport. The following verse describes a Vaishnava. Vancha kalpa taru vesha kripa sindubhya evacha patitana pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Just like a desire tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill all the desires of everyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous person like his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. Parama Nirmat Saranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this verse, Kalaha Prasidatam. May all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons. But if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha Bhadram Bhajatat Adoksade. Therefore we should pray to Lord Narasimhadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray Bahir Narasimho Hridaye Narasimho. Let Lord Narasimhadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. I would like to repeat, everyone can repeat this prayer. Let Lord Narasimhadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean. So that I may peacefully worship the Lord. And bring peace to the entire world. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura has given us a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from Him. Even pure Nishkama devotees pray for some benediction as instructed by Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikshashtaka. Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Vishame Bhavam Budaha Kripaya Tavapada Pankaja Stiti Tuli Sadrisham Vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me on one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama Janmani Janmanishware Bhavata Bhakti Aituki Twayi. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed love and devotion at your lotus, Lordship's lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaj chant, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, he prays for a benediction from the Lord. But because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayer is Swasti Astu Vishwasya. Let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake and other is a man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son Prahlad, but Prahlad Maharaj asked a benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, but Prahlad wished that his father and other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing the devotees. Kala Prasidatam. The difficulty is that the Kalaha, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of kala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of a particular herb. Mantra aushadi vasaha sarpa kala kena nivaryate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious person may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna conscious movement spread all over the world, and if by the grace of Krishna everyone accepts it, the thinking of envious person will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Shivam mito diya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others. But in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhajatat adokshate. As indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Manat Krishna Padara Vindayo, and as advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 1865, Manmana Bhavamat Bhakta, one should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Materialists always think of sense gratification, but Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be alright. Some people argue if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole universe would be vacated because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. However, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura says that this is impossible because the living entities are innumerable. If one set of living entities is actually delivered by the Krishna conscious movement, another set will fill the entire universe. Translation: may there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of Supreme Transcendence Lord Sri Krishna and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Sakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakantam Sa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhanu Shudadevi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna.
Seeking all the blessings of assembled Vaishnavas, speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. So here we are seeing the prayers by the resident of Hari Varsha in Jambudvip, especially Prahlad Maharaj and the worship Narasimha Dev. So we can see the the thinking or the heart of a Vaishnava here, which is totally opposite to a materialistic person, which is represented by Hiranyakashipu here. So we see Hiranyakashipu, and the total opposite is Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu wants to, he is thinking about his own comfort. Yesterday we saw with the class and the session that he is thinking how to keep one's body comfortable. And for that, whatever it requires, I will do it, because that is the focus. But if you see the prayer of Sri Prahlad Maharaj or Vaishnava in general, irrespective of one going through some difficulty, he is always thinking how to do something good for others, how to make others happy. This prayer and this purport and this translation is so relevant at this point, because so much of suffering, misery and difficulties, whether is a devotee or a normal person or anyone in that aspect, is going through. So Vaishnava is paradukha dukhi. He feels the suffering of other living entities. At the same time, he rejoices if someone is getting the mercy of the Lord and other Vaishnavas. So the material nature, material world is filled with envy. So we can see the purport is mainly focused on that aspect of envy. But then the more, if you see, there is another aspect in this purport is talking about a Vaishnava. Vancha kalvataru vesha kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnevebhyo namo namaha. So Prahlad Maharaj is not only thinking about his immediate, that is father, but he is also concerned about the whole universe. The Vaishnava, even you know, when we see when Krishna is saying that these people won't surrender to me, Naradamas are the lowest of mankind. But then in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada brings out the point of Nityananda Prabhu. He even goes to people like Jagai Madai and tries to preach to him. He is so merciful. So in that way, if you see, a Vaishnava is more merciful than the Supreme Lord Himself. But at the same time, we need to appreciate the devotees in any ways, because without devotees or without Vaishnavas, we would not understand the Supreme Lord. Especially when we are having some difficulty, we can easily realize, or we can be able to relate to the fact of association of devotees. When something is too close or you can't able to see, when we take it for granted the association of devotees, then we are in most difficult situation in our life. Because it's like if you want to understand about Krishna, yes, Krishna speaking in Bhagavad Gita is telling about himself. But then we have Srimad Bhagavatam, which is mainly focusing on talking about Krishna and about the devotees. And especially in the context of a devotee is speaking about the Supreme Lord. That actually means he is revealing that kind of relationship what he had with the Supreme Lord. That is something is really rare. It's exactly like, you know, something someone is, if someone is speaking about himself, he may not give that detail in full. He may think, he will hold back. Suppose a devotee is doing some service, he may not do self-glorification, he feel humble. He may not reveal the full. But then, when some other devotee is glorifying that person, or someone is talking about the other person, he actually expands that. He magnifies that. And that when we hear, oh, we say, oh my God, that person has great quality. So similarly, a Vaishnava is like the bridge for us to understand the Supreme Lord, or he is like a magnifying glass for us. When we read the prayers of Vaishnava, when we read the interaction of the devotee with the Supreme Lord, it actually enhances our appreciation for the Supreme Lord. It actually helps us to get closer to the Supreme Lord, to understand His greatness and His sweetness and His pastimes and everything. And especially when we are hearing for someone who is loving that person, it's like, you know, for example, when we hear from a mother who is loving his son or, you know, daughter or something, that love which she has, actually she likes to glorify that person. Oh, my son is like that. My daughter is like that. Similarly, when we are hearing from someone who had that kind of relationship, especially that this is bhakti. Bhakti is that emotion and that relationship that one is having with the Supreme Lord and is able to give it to us. So we are very grateful to the Vaishnavas. Especially when Srila Prabhupada, he is happy to go through that difficulty and struggle and everything just to spread the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna. That is because the Supreme Lord is also like that. The Supreme Lord is only one activity, only one thing which is focused, only one thing is coming to this world, or the only one thing is very much lacking, we can say, in that sense, that the love for his devotees, or that love, the affection and the love which the devotee give it to him. That's the only thing he is looking for, isn't it? That bhakti, affection or the love. So he is ready to come to that level where a devotee is there and he's trying to give everything for the devotee. In we were discussing the section of 9th chapter in Bhagavad Gita, in that Krishna says that I am equal to all, but I am very much like kind of a friend to my devotee. Even though he may do some activity, abominable activity, but still he is perfect. He is my devotee because he is devoted to me. He will quickly come to become righteous. Gives the analogy of a moon. The moon is a most beautiful creation, but then what we focus actually expands. If we focus on the red spot, then it looks like a rabbit and it expands. But if you focus on the beautiful moon, then our mind is peaceful. Similarly, a Vaishnava may have so much difficulty, or he may not be nice to us, but still he is carrying that moon of Krishna with his heart, where he can, you know, give that. When we focus on that, then it's good for us. Otherwise, we are just missing the point. So here, the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj, is praying, let there be good for all, let there be peace. How we can do that. But we are praying here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has shown us how he did that. He appeared as Vasudev Datta. Is Vasudev Datta, right? The Prahlad Maharaj. You know, one may say, oh, it's just a prayer, you know, oh yeah, let everyone be happy. But then if you see the life of Vasudev Datta, I think 2 days back or something, I was telling to someone that even, if some worm or maggots, I'm personally very allergic. Imagine the situation that his body is, got the disease. He's trying to get the audience of the Lord. And he's going from one place to another place. And obviously, those days you have to walk. So different, very unclean water, place. Then you get a lot of this disease which is affecting your body. But this person is so focused, so absorbed that, the Supreme Lord, is least bothered. Such an exalted position, one should not imitate. But then when the worm falls from his wound, from his leprosy or, the skin disease, and the worm fall, he takes that worm and kindly places the position where it was. So that, this body is useless in one sense. It's dead. It's already dead. What makes the body interesting is the spirit soul. But this person is completely jivan mukta, completely, he is not in least, but at least that worm is making some use of this body. Let be compassion to that worm. So this is the mood of a Vaishnava. When he was doing that, and trying to place all that, and when he walks, the worm falls, and then he takes kindly and put. So his attitude is, who am I to stop this person from his? The Supreme Lord is providing everything for everyone. How can I stop and check? So this is the attitude of Vaishnava. And then when he started doing that, obviously, this attracts the Supreme Lord. And Mahaprabhu appeared. Mahaprabhu appeared in front of him. And he embraced. Even though he said, no, don't touch. This theme is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita again and again. When Rupa and Sanatan was meeting Mahaprabhu. When devotees, he said, I'm untouchable. Even Haridas Thakur. They feel themselves very low, and they feel they are insignificant, not qualified. Very much the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. This point is being repeated. That one is servant of the Supreme Lord, one is has to do Vaishnava Seva, one has to be humble, one has to be lower than the grass. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he goes like, I am lower than Jagai and Madai. I'm a worm in a stool. even Rupa and Sanatana, they will pray that Jagai Mata are better because they were doing sinful, but we are in worse condition because we are helping someone who is, you know, the king, a materialistic person. We are always associating with the person who is doing sense gratification. So we hear that doing sense gratification is bad, and associating with someone who is constantly thinking of sense gratification is much worse. Why? Because he always reminds us how we are this body. That is like in constant touch with the fire. One time you burn, you know, you understand, okay, you touch the finger, burn, and it burnt. But then imagine you are constantly in the fire. That means you are roasting, you are getting roasted. Same theme, same analogy applies for a Vaishnava also. When we constantly hear from Vaishnava, when we read about Vaishnavas, when we hear, when we see, we get reminded of the supreme goal, the ultimate goal, Krishna consciousness. So then the association, so Vasudev Datta, when all the devotees, they feel they have no qualification at all. They don't have any qualification to get the audience of the Lord, or to be with the Lord, or to associate with the Lord. But then the Lord actually sees that affection. The Lord doesn't see who you are, where you are born, what caste or what background you come. That prayer, I forgot what it is. Goranga Tumi More, in that one verse is there. That I belong to this caste or I belong to that caste, doesn't matter. I came to you running towards your shelter at the lotus feet. Don't reject me. Oi, what is it?
Ekule, okule.
But the Lord doesn't see, this is very much coming from the Lord Himself. The Lord, if you see the past time, in, I think, when the four Kumaras visiting the Vaikuntha, the Lord running and coming, I'm happy to give up my hand, you take up my hand. These are my devotees. These are my devotees. They are here. I am the master. I am the responsible person. It's not that them or it's not you. All things happens to me because I am here. I am the representative. These are people who are serving me. And I'm so sorry, the Lord. Because the Lord is also, you know, exhibiting that quality. And the Vaishnavas are basically showing us how one is only concerned, one is thinking and want to help others. We see in the section of Lord Shiva and Daksha, Lord Shiva is Vaishnava Metta Sambhu. He is the number one devotee. Why? We see there is some good qualities and bad qualities. In material world, you are being glorified and you get promotion in your job if you can only see fault in others. The more bugs, the more fault, the more problem you find in person, system, structure, you are up in the ladder. The more they pay you. They pay you to find fault. So, you only see bad. Then, when you come into devotee, when you see, then you start to see the goodness. Especially, you are grateful of things what you have in life.
This is the starting stage of a devotee. You start to appreciate what you have in life. You start to see how good you are, how good things you have. This is a more, the spiritual advancement, spiritual person is, he is not anchoring of that person who is having material wealth or anything. He is more grateful and feeling compassion that someone is not having what he got. Yeah. So suppose someone is coming and talking, he is explaining, he is telling him so much misery I am going through. You talk to any person. This is one thing. When you preach to people, when you started preaching, when you're talking to new people, when you're talking and preaching to new people, everyone should try to do this, because you, when you speak to new people and preaching, you appreciate and value of what you have in your hand. Then obviously it's a natural thing for a person to offer someone something valuable and good. You want to give that person. That person doesn't have, and you have. You don't want to, you know, hold it only for me. I will not give you suffer. I will enjoy. Again, this is a mood of Panchatattva, and this is a Mahaprabhu exhibiting. Mahaprabhu, the reason appearing, he want to know how the sweetness, and he want to taste the sweetness. So it's like a person, imagine a gulab jamun. If a person is telling how to make a gulab jamun, so you will have all the recipe and everything. So you know the knowledge behind, okay, gulab jamun. But then there is a different thing, that when you taste the gulab jamun, so that gives, like, you know, complete, that you know, and you also you want to taste. When you taste, so the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is giving, at the same time he is relishing. Same with Vaishnavas. The teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada said, my books is not only for my distribution. One should read my books and relish it. So when a person is tasting that and relishing and trying to and finding that inner peace and satisfied with Krishna consciousness, then obviously the next step is, he is trying to share with others. He is giving to others. And this is not something which is going to be emptied. We feel, oh, if I give, what will I have for me? But in return, the system is, the more we give, the more we receive. The more we trying to help others in Krishna consciousness, then one has no other option, forced to be happy in Krishna consciousness. We can't say, there's no option. So here, the Vaishnava giving more, at the same time relishing. So then Mahaprabhu appeared and he embraced, and soon they transformed. Vasudev transformed. And he felt bad, you know, this will actually facilitate pride in my heart. Yeah. Before was okay, but now, you know, getting some favor, which will increase the pride. Even Brahma praying, first thing he asked, when the Lord appeared in front of him, shook hand, showed everything, and he said, let me pray so that this pride, you remove this pride. Remove this pride from my heart. Here the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur saying, When one offers a prayer to the Supreme Lord, one always requests some benediction from Him. Here we read that prayer Srila Prabhupada gave in the purport. Let Narasimhadev sit in my heart and remove all the bad propensities. Let my mind be clean. I peacefully worship and bring peace to the entire world. This is natural. This is not something which is which you cannot compare. This cannot be like a material desire. We cannot say this is another one kind of desire that you want favor from the Lord. We don't have to go in that path, because this is natural. It's natural, like when we are going outside our home, and natural for a person to return home where he can feel peace. So similarly, returning back to Godhead, back to Krishna, back home, back to Godhead is a natural for a living entity. And when we ask help, there's nothing wrong in asking help to the Supreme Lord. He is a Supreme Father. When we sincerely and attentively, that's our, you know, even chanting, we are asking Krishna, please engage me in your loving devotional service. Now that cannot be considered as one kind of desire, because that is a natural propensity, or you are going back to a natural state. It's like the liquid going back to liquid state, or the sugar going back to, you know, identifying the sweetness is the essence. So similarly, when we are trying to engage in the devotional service and we are praying to the Supreme Lord to engage ourselves in the devotional service, is a natural process. Now coming back to this verse, here Prabhupada explained this envy is something which is very common in this material world. And they give here the example of snake and a human. These two living entities are envious in nature. A snake can be cured of his envious nature by pacified by the mantra. Aushadhi, medicine is mantra. Even the check, snama, chamar, you know, you can pacify the snake. But this human being, how can you pacify? How can we pacify this snake? It's heavy. So Prahlad Maharaj praying, so Prabhupada writing, an envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Okay. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious person may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. So basically, this is a root, addressing the root. How can one have change of heart? How can one think welfare of others? Very simple, when we put Krishna in center. When our consciousness is absorbed in Krishna. Krishna is there in everyone's heart. The analogy is that when we water the root of the tree, that every branch, leaf, everything is satisfied. Now in order to do that, in order to put Krishna in the center, one needs faith to do that. That in the second chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, quoting the, like Arjuna in the Buddhi Yoga section, Krishna says, you fight, I want you to fight. He tells this reason. Even though Krishna gives all the answer to the questions or the justification which Arjuna said, he dismantled everything. Then finally says, you fight. the when we understand that you are not this body, you are a spirit soul. So then the next is you engage what the natural position of the soul, that to engage in the service of the Supreme Soul, that is Sri Krishna. So you do that. Don't just trying to understand as a Sankhya and end up in an atheistic. Oh yeah, initially I don't want to do anything. Now I understand that I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul. So, well, that actually helped me for not doing anything. Because the soul has nothing to do with this material world. So, I don't have to do any activities. Now, that's not the purpose of point of explaining why you are not this body, why you are spirit soul. So that you can be in your own state. No, that's not the point. The point is, if you understand we are not this body, we are a spirit soul, the next point is what the soul needs to do, or what is the activities of the soul, that is to engage in the service of Krishna. So Krishna is saying, you engage me, you engage in my service. That is applicable to every living entity. If we understand that we are part and parcel of Krishna, Mamayvamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Krishna is saying, engage in the service. When we think, I'm obliged to humankind, I'm obliged to forefathers, I'm obliged to parents, I'm obliged to demigods, I'm obliged to sages, I'm obliged to this, I am obliged to that. Yes, there is no doubt, you are indebted. You are indebted to demigods, you have lot of debt to your parents, forefathers. Yes, that's not a problem. Yes, understand. But what is faith? Chaitanya Charitamrita, faith is just by engaging in Krishna's service, everything is fulfilled, everyone is taken care, all obligation is taken care, and what we need is everything is taken. So this requires a tremendous faith for a devotee to act on that platform, that just by engaging in Krishna consciousness, that everything is taken care. Just like watering the root in the tree, we heard this analogy hundreds of times, or feeding the stomach. But to act, Krishna is saying, do not fear, I will take care. So that absorption, or one is acting again to get that faith, one requires that association of a Vaishnava who is shown by his own example how one can do it. So when our mind is fixed in Krishna, this is the solution part in the purport. When we are absorbed in Krishna, when our mind is fixed in Krishna, then we, first of all, our agitation, everything is pacified. One is peaceful. Yes, the gradation is there, right? That there is no happiness without peace, and there is no peace without knowledge, or there is no liberation. That hierarchy also is there, but then it comes to one controlled senses and mind. One cannot gain knowledge without controlling the senses and mind. One will not get peace, happiness. Everything comes to that point of one can able to have that controlled mind and senses. That is only possible when we can ask Krishna, who is the Rishikesha. So then, when he is peaceful, calm, satisfied within, then he can able to see others, welfare for others, pray for others, because others are suffering. So by being one Krishna consciousness, he will have a tremendous effect on his wherever he is. Right? Prabhupada says, I'm starting this movement, we are looking for that one moon. We are not after stars. Because if you see, consciousness has effect on people. Isn't it? If a person is so Krishna consciousness, by just by his presence, he will have a tremendous influence on his surrounding. Suppose if any spiritual masters or a personality comes to temple or in our vicinity, we can feel it. If that person is so Krishna consciousness, is like a, you know, like a laser beam. His aura is warm. We can feel it. The consciousness is so absorbed that you can feel that person has a tremendous effect on others. It influences other consciousness, other people consciousness. So when one is Krishna consciousness, the answer for solution is simple, that oneself take this Krishna consciousness very seriously and sincerely. That will have effect on other living entities. That's a point, you know, for us to meditate. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying for everyone. There are three kinds of people, here Prabhupada writes: envious, mischievous, and gentle. Even the Sadgoswami Ashtakam, we can see the Goswamis are very friendly to the gentle and the ruffians. Srila Prabhupada was friendly and gentle to all people. Either someone is from the scholastic or academic background or someone from the streets of New York. He was so compassionate and gentle. All the acharyas. So we can see the whole parampara exhibiting the quality of compassion, gentle and kind to all people of all walks of life. So I'll just stop here, and if see anyone has any correction or comments of what we discussed today. Yes, he took the mic too.
Question about Vansatva Padrapyascha prayer.
Yes.
They said that they can fulfill the desires of everyone.
Yeah.
So we can apply that to the great Vaishnavas, Acharyas, but how can we understand that in our circle of devotees? I'd like Vishwa from India.
So this, how can we understand? We cannot understand how that works. But a child is asking help from the parent. A child is asking help from the parent because the child intrinsically, or to a certain degree, thing he is not able to do it by himself, or he is helpless in that situation, and then he needs a higher source who thinks he, for him, the parents who has the strength, the ability, facility, whatever, but he asks help. So in that mood, a Vaishnava feeling oneself low, he cannot do it by himself. So he is humbly begging to other Vaishnavas. For that he considers other Vaishnavas are much greater than oneself. So when Rupa and Sanatan were approaching Mahaprabhu, they were putting grass in between the teeth, considering themselves very, very, very low. Obviously, we can relate to that when we are going to the Supreme Lord. Similarly, when we consider that everyone is better than me, then we can ask help. So that way, we can see that prayer. And obviously, Krishna is there in everyone's heart. Krishna is, in and out. When devotees pray, when devotees desire, Krishna is forced to do. That's all, simple. So, it's like one may say, okay, then I only will desire to Krishna, why I ask the other devotee? Simple is, I am not pure enough, but then I know someone who is good, who can do it for me. So let me ask him to pray. So that's how we take it. So that way then we can approach any devotee. Because every devotee is better than me. So that way then we can approach and ask them request. So then we have appreciation towards devotees that way. And we have faith on devotees. And we feel humble. So always, it is good in all angles. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm understanding that Krishna asks for the devotees also.
Yeah, yeah, Krishna. It's like every devotee, Krishna is there in their heart. So Krishna gets all the perspective of our situation. And he is there in everyone's heart. So everyone devotee perspective Krishna knows. So trying to please Krishna in that way is trying to please Krishna oneself, and all the living entities are pleased because Krishna is there in everyone's heart. Okay. Stop here. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Gaur Premudhi. Very good.